Welcome back, everybody. This is my second podcast, and I thought I'd just run through some thoughts I have on app publishing in the Android store. So I watch a lot of Overpass apps on YouTube. Great YouTube channel for Android or iOS development. And sometimes there are comments about people publishing apps, but the app's not doing very well, or they say the app failed. My thoughts on an app failing is, personally, I think an app can't fail. If you are willing to use your own app, then that means other people are also willing to use your app. And if nobody is downloading your app, that just means that nobody is seeing your app to be downloaded. But if they do see the app and they don't use it that much, then that means the app itself is not really perfect. Then you can tweak the app to make it better for the user. So no app really fails. You just keep on tweaking on the app until it works, until the people use it, or until it grows. At the end of the day, it's kind of a process flow. You start at one point and move through the issues until you get to the end where the app actually gets downloaded and gets used by people. It's like troubleshooting code or a computer problem. You start at the beginning and go through the whole process flow until you find where the issue is and you fix it. And then the code will move on to the next issue and you find that issue and you fix it. Exactly the same with app publishing. You start at the beginning. If nobody sees the app, then you can fix that issue and move forward. And then if nobody uses the app, you can fix that issue and move forward again until you've got a proper published app and it gets a lot of downloads and usage. So that's basically just my thought on the whole process flow of publishing an app in the Play Store or in the Apple Store. So my experience is only with Google Play Store, but the concept stays the same for both. So in short, don't give up on the app. I mean, you can change and tweak it as necessary. You've put in all the effort to create it, and if you're willing to use the app yourself, that definitely means that out of the roughly 7 billion people on the planet, somebody else is going to use it as well. You just need to get that app in front of those people. Well, I would say it's as easy as that, but it's not that easy, but it's still a lot of fun. So that's roughly it for my second podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you have any comments, you can leave them down below. Thanks.